Hello, welcome to the After Eight. I'm Susie Thompson. The Israeli military says they have withdrawn all ground troops from southern Gaza, with only one brigade remaining to secure a corridor dividing the Gaza Strip. But they say the war is not over. The UN's nuclear watchdog is warning both Russia and Ukraine not to jeopardize nuclear safety. It comes after Russia accused Ukraine of conducting a drone attack on a nuclear power plant. The federal opposition's demanding an explanation from the government over the arrival of more suspected asylum seekers. The group of around 15 people were found in Western Australia's remote Kimberley region. One man went missing in the rugged terrain but was found by police. Shadow Home Affairs Minister James Patterson says it's clear Labor has dropped the ball on border protection.
The Minister for Home Affairs needs to stand up today and explain yet another failure on her watch, yet another collapse of our border protection regime on this government's watch.
Today marks the opening of the first pill testing site in New South Wales. News Corp reports the Uniting Medically Supervised Injecting Centre in King's Cross will now double as a drug checking pilot. The site will test illicit substances for the mix of drugs present and the purity of the substance while delivering targeted harm reduction advice. Sport and entertainment are next. In sport, North Queensland has beaten the Titans 35 points to 22 in NRL action, while the Raiders smashed the Eels 41 points to 8 to wrap up round 5. A successful AFL gather round in Adelaide has wrapped up with the Giants on top of the ladder following a win over the Suns. Wins also for Collingwood and the Saints. In entertainment news, Rebel Wilson has taken aim at Sacha Baron Cohen, saying the truth about him will come out. She's accused him of trying to block the release of her new memoir, in which she's accused him of humiliating and degrading her. And Married at First Sight fans are fuming over Jono and Ellie's behaviour at last night's reunion dinner party, labelled spiteful and insensitive, amongst other less flattering adjectives. And that is the latest from the Nova podcast team. We'll see you later on for another update. I'm Susie Thompson.